every slap shot, every slam dunk on Brick Alley's 180-inch big screen with stadium seating. They've got 20 beers on tap, happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6, and trivia Wednesday nights at 7. The choice is easy. Go to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
Minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for Wednesday, coming your way on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, South Gym, 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. We're going to get into Caddy Smack coming up here in just a mere matter of moments, as we're going to talk golf with you here today. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside joining us here in studio. Your questions welcome, and we're going to talk as well with Greg Mason, the executive director of the Iowa PGA. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. But a couple things to take care of first of all, and Mark, a pleasant good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys.
Good afternoon. And yeah, announced earlier on today, before we get to golf, a little bit of football and a little bit of bowling to take care of before we get into that. And football, the schedule for 2022 has been completed for the Iowa football team, and Nevada will be the final piece of the puzzle. The Wolfpack will come to Kinnick Stadium for a non-conference affair coming up in September of 2022, and of course, this has brought out a lot of banter today as far as Iowa football fans are concerned. Some pro-Nevada, some anti-Nevada, or should I say Nevada, as we say here in Iowa. No, we're not talking about the Nevada Cubs over in central Iowa. This is the Nevada Wolfpack we're talking about. What are your thoughts?
I don't think it's too bad. I mean, it's not a blue blood by any means, but Nevada is a member of the Mountain West, coached by Jay Norvell, former Iowa Hawkeye, and has been a terrific coach at many places. The non-conference schedule in 2022 also includes South Dakota State, which is, I would submit, better than a lot of FBS schools.
Absolutely.
And Iowa State is also in there, sprinkled in between South Dakota State and Nevada. So while I don't find people probably going to clamor for tickets for that game, I don't think it's such a bad opponent. And for anybody that thought LSU was going to join the schedule or USC, you're sadly mistaken.
It hasn't changed the formula since 1979 when Hayden Fry came in, Mark. Hayden Fry made it very known that he was going to play Iowa State. It's going to play in an opponent that they should beat without much problem, and they would play an opponent that they would should beat 75-ish percent of the time, and that would be where Nevada falls under. And that's just that has been the formula for Iowa football since 1979. It has changed a couple of times. Iowa did play Miami, remember? Back in, what was it, 80, I looked it up today, as a matter of fact, 90 and 92, I think it was. Got blown out once by Miami and played them okay the second time. Already Kirk Ferentz has said he's not going to play a Pac-12 team in a home-and-home because they're not going to go out to the West Coast again. So that kind of takes things down a little bit. And keep in mind, this is not your Iowa State of 20 years ago. This is now an Iowa State that is an established football program among the Power Five conferences. Mm-hmm. Do you want to play two of those a season? So, and people are on both sides of the fence as far as this is concerned. I'm with you. I think Nevada is not a bad opponent at all. 7 out of the last 10 years, they have had winning programs. They've been to many bowl games out of the Mountain West. Had a quarterback by the name of Colin Kaepernick a few years ago that was pretty good, that a lot of people probably know for a few things other than football, but we're not going to get into that here today. So, and like I said, Jay Norvell, former Hawkeye, as a coach. So a lot of reasons, I think, to bring Nevada on to the schedule.
What do you think? 319-366-1600, our Hertzing and Stalker Jeweler text line, and our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again today. You know, back in the early days when I was covering the Iowa Hawkeyes, Hayden Fry's first couple of years, Oklahoma and Nebraska were on the schedule before Nebraska was in the Big Ten. Those were inherited schedules.
Yes, those were inherited because everybody wanted to play Iowa back then.
And Hayden changed that when he got the opportunity to do so. And as you said correctly, that's been a formula that has been in place for largely, you know, the 10 years of Fry and Ferentz, save a trip to Arizona, a home-and-home with Arizona, and games such as that. But it's a formula that's worked well, and I think Ferentz realizes the Big Ten is tough enough without bringing in, an established Power 5 team. That still doesn't stop some folks from saying, I don't care. I want to see an LSU. I want to see.
I remember the same folks saying that back in 1989, 91, or whatever, when the Miami Hurricanes played Iowa. And then that talk went away for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, be careful what you wish for, is what I'm saying out there.
Well, it's like you don't want to pay, you know, decent bucks to go see a B movie. Am I right, Brian? Let's bring in Brian. Brian goes to plenty of games. You want to see a little bit better than Nevada, right?
I would think it's more like the college golf in the sense where, for instance, at Iowa's Invitational last week, you got to bring in some good teams in order to get ranked properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think they would, instead of having the one fluff game, I don't mind the 75% game. Maybe it's two 75% games. And or more of them's maybe 85 or something like that, to where their ranking would be better because they're playing tougher teams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And not so long ago, Iowa thought North Dakota State might be one of those teams that maybe not a walkover totally, but generally speaking, yeah, and that didn't turn out so well.
Our friend Jake, South Dakota State Jackrabbit fan, made that aware on Twitter a little bit earlier on today, when he said that South Dakota State has beaten North Dakota State more recently than the University of Iowa has. 319-366-1600 at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. So Iowa will be playing Nevada, and it's still 3 years away in 2022. So don't get too worked up over it. It's still 3 years in the distance, and we'll see. Who knows who's coaching Nevada? Heck, who knows who's coaching Iowa at that time when 2022 comes around. We'll see how that all plays out. A red letter day today, Mark, before we get to an early break and get to Caddy Smack on the gym class. It's the end of the arduous journey that started back the Wednesday after Labor Day. And I mean arduous this year. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is the wrap-up of Bowling Night in America.
32 weeks will be in the books, and thankfully so. It's been a tough season for the Rusty Nails. Rusty is an appropriate way to describe our group this year.
Notice we've Rusty hasn't made too many trips since he's been back out to see the bowling team.
Kind of disassociated himself with the team. But nevertheless, we're going to be on the lanes tonight. Position night, one of three all season that you can win some extra dough. And it's not just any other opponent.
No.
I mean, we've talked about the Ohio State-Michigan matchups and, you know, the Tiger-Phil matchups and whatnot. The Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals get together for not only money, but possession of the beautiful Mace City Schmedium jacket.
The black satin Schmedium, kids Schmedium jacket that we play for each and every time. And whoever wins tonight gets to keep it for the entire summer. So, yeah, that's.
It's been in our possession for a while.
The last time I believe it was out of our possession was on a position night, the last night of the year, and they had it for an entire summer. I think that was the summer of, I want to say 16, I want to say. But we've had it since then, but it's up for grabs again tonight.
Lane's 21 and 22 tonight at Mace City.
Why are we way down there? I thought we would be on the other end.
No. Lane's 21 and 22. If you want to come out, grab a seat. Get there early.
Seats are
it's
available.
Actually right across from the bar, so it's very convenient.
That's an incentive. That is a bit of, well, yes, watching us 13th and 14th place go at it, you may want to be centrally located. So, yes, we'll give you a complete report on what happens tomorrow. And already have the champions crowned with Durline Scale. Congratulations
we
to
do
them.
Indeed. Comment about Iowa's non-conference schedule from Ryan in Walford, our friend, also known as Mr. Cheeks. I don't understand why fans would want to play in LSU. It does not matter one bit when it comes down to the playoff. If Iowa goes undefeated, regardless of who they play in non-conference, they will be in the top four.
More than likely. Yes. Doesn't always work out that way, but in a Power 5 situation, yes. I would think that would be
and it's usually
case.
Better to lose early than late.
Very much
right?
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And that Iowa State game, the second week of the season, is looking very, very big out there. I mean, already people clamoring for College Game Day to make their way to Ames. They've never been there before. And to be honest with you, looking at the schedule, there aren't, at least right now, depending what happens that first week, there aren't a lot of big-time games going into week number two. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Again, a lot of water to go under the bridge. A lot of birdies to be had between now and early September.
Breaking news, Adam Schefter tweeting that district attorney has announced he will not file charges in the investigation against Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Inconclusive evidence.
All right. So there you go. Chiefs making a lot of news in the last 24 hours. I guess this is good news. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. 319-366-1600. I feel like I'm the NCAA chairman and my school is being talked about, so I should excuse myself from the room when the Chiefs are talked about here on the two local shows. Don't you feel that way when the Bears are talked about?
Not really.
No?
I want to hear the comments. I want to defend myself, defend my team, whether it's the Bears, Twins, what have you.
I feel like if I say
my
something...
My Vegas Knights are out, but...
Aw, your Vegas Knights. Have we had a Dave Koken sighting today? I'm hoping everything is okay after
we'll find out tomorrow, right?
With his Vegas Golden Knights there, after San Jose came back with the goal barrage in Game 7 to get that victory last night. All right, 14 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack on the gym class. Have a little golf discussion. Look back at the Masters. Hey, that was noteworthy. We'll talk about that. Talk with Greg Mason and then take your phone calls as well. If you have a question for Brian Haas here in studio, 319-366-1600. We'll have that before 4 o'clock today. Also coming up on the program before 4 o'clock today, your chance to win Colonels tickets. We got a family four-pack for a future Colonels game to dole out today, and we'll do that before 4 o'clock. We are presented by Third Base Brewery on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by for an affordable lunch, after work, dinner with family and friends, what have you. Stop on by at Third Base. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on energy-efficient solutions. Control your home's temperature with Honeywell thermostats. Choose from a great selection that helps you save on your energy bills. A thermostat with a digital display is just $14.99. A 7-day programmable thermostat is only $39.99. Get these and other great savings during Menards' Spring Catalog Sale, now through May 5th. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Spring is a time for new beginnings and new ways to get smart rock and roll. Smart FM's got you covered with your favorite tunes spanning decades. Lacing up your running shoes? Tune to Smart FM. Getting ready to grill on the deck? Season your steak with Smart FM. Shining up those golf clubs in the garage? Keep your radio locked on Smart FM. Eastern Iowa's home for smart rock. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Chris Atterbury inviting you to join me for Twins baseball this evening right here as the Minnesota Twins take on the Houston Astros with a series on the line. They'll try to get the better of Justin Verlander and see if they can't come home with a series victory at Minute Maid Park. On your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
318 Gym Class and Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way for Wednesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan from Smart FM, and Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. Thanks to Riverside. Thanks as well to the Mana Colonies Golf Club and to St. Andrews Golf Club as well. All our great sponsors of the Caddy Smack on the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Going to talk some golf, then Greg Mason's going to join us from the Iowa PGA. We did mention in the last couple of days we were going to have Matt Taylor from the Crandic Tour, and unfortunately got a sick child at home, so has to stay home with them, and he's going to be back hopefully in a couple of weeks to talk about their second event. They have an event coming up this weekend, a team event at Amana. I know a lot of people are looking forward to, so we'll get to that coming up in just a couple of weeks. But great to have you here, Brian. How you been?
Thank you. Doing well.
Good, good. And the weather, for the most part, turning, cooperating, which is always
getting better. It's a normal thing. Iowa spring, on and off, on and off. You know, we had some beautiful weather the last few days, and now you know, a little more ominous today, and now beautiful again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can go from 80 to 40 pretty quick.
Right. That's Iowa.
This time of year.
That's golf.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it is.
You must be popular, Brian. We're already getting questions on the Hurting and Stalker Jeweler text line.
Very good. Well,
it makes my job easier.
People need to know.
People have gone out probably at least once.
Right.
So now they're going, oh boy.
Yeah,
I remember that from last year.
We've had some beautiful days and lots of good opportunities to get on the golf course for sure.
Yeah. And we'll get to the questions coming up here in just a little bit. But since the last time we had Caddy Smack, I think there was a little bit of a to-do at Augusta.
Oh yeah.
Tiger won.
Yeah, Tiger won his 15th major.
That important?
How about that Masters, Brian?
I will tell you that there's about five holes to go. I made it home to sit on my couch to watch those five holes, and my phone was lighting up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, I and Tiger have nothing in common, and everybody's emailing me, texting me, calling me, and asking, they either want to get in and get look at their equipment, yep, or have me look at their swing.
Oh, no, seriously?
Yes. Yeah. And my schedule filled up for 2 weeks straight after the Masters.
I believe it.
Yeah, just crazy. And it just wouldn't stop. My phone just kept going zzz, zzz,
People want to get out and play.
Yeah,
now.
They're just excited about it. They're watching it, and they're going, I'm getting in. And so they're calling and texting me, and that's what Tiger does to golf.
We assume that happens, but that's evidence right there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, if I thumb through my schedule and show you that, it's packed.
Well, that was our question after he won the next day. Not so much, okay, you know, you can speculate all you want. Is he going to break the record? Blah, 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 blah. But the question I had and Mark had was, what does this do for golf? Is this the second revolution as far as golf is concerned? And now you brought that to the table, which sounds like maybe yes.
I'd like to say it's because there was a dozen people in contention. But, you know, Tiger happened to be one of those. I really can't tell you because he was in that mixture. And it looked like he was going to win. It looked very positive for him throughout the whole day, really. And thus my phone went crazy. And, I'd like to know if it would have gone crazy without him in that mix. But the spring was actually kind of a slow start, for at least for my facility and lessons and people wanting to come in for that. He got golf exciting again for everybody.
I know Scott's answer. Rick, do you think that Tiger gets too much attention on the Golf Channel or in golf coverage in general? Or is it just... I mean, it's Tiger Woods. People want to know.
We've had this discussion before about athletes that move the needle, and he does. And if you can name another singular athlete that does that, I mean, over the course of time, where you go and you watch and you're interested and you're dialed in,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
Right, and then he made the comment of, you know, here's a needle mover, and he said, you can no longer call me the greatest comeback. You know, so there's a needle mover talking about another needle mover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Can you rank this Masters? Because when I sat there on Saturday and I saw five guys at 7-under and four or five more at 6-under, and all of them pretty much
major
champions. Most of them had won majors. And then you sat there and you see Tiger just making his move. And how can you rank that? That was exciting.
You can't, because the hard part is, like, my boys – you know, watched it, loved it, thought it was great, but they didn't get to see in 1986 Jack Nicklaus do exactly the
same
thing.
That's a great one. That was a great one.
So that's a tough thing to say because your comparisons are different, the equipment's different, the scores are different.
Yeah.
So
the situation was different too. They both won.
Right.
But, and I know Jim Nance in an interview said this, he goes, Jack didn't have the triumphant march up 18. Like Tiger did. Jack was done over an hour ahead of the last group.
Right.
And so, you know, he didn't have the crowd going, Jack, 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 and things like that. It was a completely different situation. And he charged from six or seven down with the 30 in the back nine.
Right. Yep.
So it's apples and oranges, even though they both won.
Right. So, man, that was excitement.
And it got people out and interested. And I think that's... the big
it's great for golf.
It is tremendous for golf.
Brian, what if he wins the PGA?
Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, you know what? Please do.
Turn your phone off.
Please do. No, let it come. I'll find somebody to help me answer them all.
He's going to two places he's won before.
Yep.
Right? Wow.
Yes.
This is probably, this major season sets up better for Tiger Woods than any major season.
He had those eyes again. You know, when you watched him play last week, his eyes, they're back. You could see the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of a little intimidation factor,
a little swagger.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
People started to, which I didn't think was going to happen with this group. Now, it was a difference. On 12, they all hit it in the water.
Right.
But... I don't know if that was more of an intimidation situation or just they should have gone and heeded Jack's advice and just hit it over the middle
Tiger
bunker.
Tiger benefited so much by hitting third.
Yes.
In that group after saying
that
two
front
of
bunker's not even a terrible place for where that pin is.
No.
That's just not any harder than hitting that bunker shot than hitting the putt Tiger hit.
You play to the middle of the green, you're either going to be in the front bunker or the back bunker if you miss it.
Right. The back bunker would be a little tougher shot. Yeah. At least the front bunker, you have some side hill to grab into. And that back bunker would be tough.
Yeah.
But
But you're not in the water.
You're not in the water, right. You're not making five.
Yeah. You're in the bunker. If you hit that shot, hit it just a little thick, little thin, whatever, you're in the water if you go for the pin. And everybody was going for the pin.
Yeah.
That was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, not good.
That's where experience came in.
Exactly. And Tiger knew what to do.
Yep.
And he knew what to do, where to hit it, and to take his par and walk to 13, make a birdie there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, and then CT Pan wins the next tournament out. Beats Dustin Johnson. Just shows that anybody can have an off day. Dustin shoots 77 last week at the Heritage.
Right.
So it doesn't only happen to us where we go from 74 to not reporting a score.
Right.
Things like that. But DJ did it as well in a pro's way.
Mm-hmm.
They're human too.
They are human. They are human. 327, we're going to get to your questions for Brian. We got him stacking up here, and we're going to do that, but we're going to take a break, come back. Greg Mason, the executive director of the Iowa PGA, is going to join us, and we'll talk a bevy of subjects in the world of golf with Greg, and we'll do that when we come back. Gym Class coming your way for Wednesday. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM, and we'll be back with more after this.
Swing into the golf season with an annual pass at Amana Colonies Golf Club. Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way along 18 championship holes. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine and the title of Top Public Golf Course in Iowa numerous times. Now is your chance to play Amana Colonies Golf Club all season long. Receive unlimited golf, cart, practice balls, and a reciprocal program that now includes 30 different clubs, all for just $1,399. Learn more at amanagolf.com.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber window line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
For all your biggest achievements in life, who's the one person that's always been there, unconditionally supporting every step of the way? It's Mom, your forever biggest fan. This Mother's Day, show her just how much you appreciate the love with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you get ahead of the Mother's Day rush, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. That's only a dollar per rose. With an impressive mix of pastel shades in pink, orange, and lavender, these roses are guaranteed to make her smile. Roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life or to celebrate any spring occasion. 36 sorbet roses for $36 is an amazing offer, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Don't put this off. Order today from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what Mom would want you to do. To order 36 sorbet roses for $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Hurry, this fantastic offer ends Friday.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. Your check engine light may indicate a variety of issues, from a loose gas cap to a bad catalytic converter. No matter the problem, our free Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely cause, saving you time and money down the road. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Change the future of your team.
So you ready for the draft? Let's get started.
The NFL Draft. Round one is tomorrow on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Back in the Gym Class here at KGYM, it's Caddy Smack in the Gym Class as we talk golf with you every other Wednesday, and that includes today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan joins us periodically, and Brian Haas as well. And Going to talk with Greg Mason, the executive director of the Iowa PGA. A bevy of subjects to talk about, what's going on as far as the state of Iowa and all the rules changes and everything, whatnot. And Greg joins us here on a sunny Wednesday. And Greg, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me on the show.
You bet. And yeah, we're getting into it. I think everybody's been out for the first time, at least according to all the questions we're getting for Brian here to answer. So that's good news.
I might need some help later, Greg. Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, exactly.
But after a tough winter, it's a good start to the golf season.
Yeah, finally. I mean, sunshine and warmth, and obviously we didn't have much of that last year with all the rain and that, so it's been exciting. For I think most of the facilities have gotten off to a reasonable start and probably threw away last year, right, Brian, compared to what your numbers were?
Oh, yeah, immensely. Yeah, so I'm a good 30 or 40% ahead of last year.
Yeah. Go good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to hear that. Good to hear that already. And it's always an exciting schedule, I know, for you guys, just to get everything rolling as far as the state of Iowa is concerned. And I know you're looking forward to 2019 again.
Yeah, that we are. And some of the items that we've got going on here, you know, we're a busy facility here, not facility, but association. We work with our Swings with Kids program, which is our golf and schools program. But then Brian and I talked about this today a little bit, is that we actually help administer the boys, all the four classes of boys golf state championships, and that'll be coming up on May 23rd and 24th. One group will be at Legion, one group will be at Lakeside and Fort Dodge, and the other one will be at Westwood and Newton. So a pretty exciting thing to watch these kids hopefully get out and play a little more golf than they even had last year. So as I know, a lot of the northern counties and schools didn't get their first match in until the third week of April last year, so much better weather.
Yeah, I know the two schools that play at our facility have the benefit of our nice warm performance studio, so they get to hit a few more balls early in the season than maybe some of the other schools did.
You bet.
Greg, I know you've started your calendar. What's gone on so far, and what are the highlights of your calendar this year?
Yeah, we've already had Monday section events in our calendar for our golf professionals, and then we've actually already had two junior events that we started last year. We ran three junior events in the spring and two in the fall, and we're doing the exact same thing this year. So that's been exciting to see those kids, and both have been well attended, a little over 80 kids in both of those tournaments. And then we've got another one coming up here at the end of the month called the Principal Charity Classic, who's in their 10th year of sponsorship of the Iowa PGA Junior Tour. So, and that'll be in the Des Moines area.
Very nice. And, of course, in conjunction with the Champions Tour event, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. And they've been a great partner, like I said. And part of their onus on their foundation is hashtag Iowa Kids. And obviously our Iowa PGA Junior Tour and Peewee Tours fits right into that mantra.
I don't know about this Iowa Open venue in August, but I hear it's a pretty good track.
Yeah, and we've been lucky. Hopefully we'll announce that here in the next week or so. The ink's not dry yet, but Brian and I have negotiated an additional 3 years. So we'll be actually here at Blue Top for in 19 and then also 20, 21, and 22, and that's been a great partnership.
Very nice.
Obviously, his bosses, the Keel family, and the whole Riverside crew has just been a great addition here to the Iowa PGA.
Have you found, we were talking a little bit about it earlier on, Greg, and that is the Tiger Effect Round 2, if you will, a little bit. And I think everyone's seen a little bit of a resurgence of golf due to the fact of the popularity of the win in the Masters.
Absolutely. And whether you like him or love him or whatever in between, Tiger definitely moves the needle in golf. And, you know, Brian and I were benefits of that through the 90s and early 2000s. So we're hoping for the second revival, as you said, of the Tiger Effect.
What about the changes as well as far as rules are concerned? Because I know that, as a matter of fact, for an example, the Crandic Tour over the winter brought everybody in for a night and said, okay, here's the rules, and we know we're going to have some things that are going to go a little haywire at times, but it is kind of a brave new world this year in 2019.
Yeah, and I think that the two things that we've noticed, at least in the events we've ran so far, is you're saying kind of two things. Number one, please drop the ball again, because they're obviously still dropping at shoulder height, and as long as they haven't hit a shot, they can correct their error. And Brian and I are old enough to remember when we had to literally put our
over the
arm back over and contort it over our back and try not to hit our rear end. So that's been actually a nice welcome deal. And then the other one is just being able to say a lot of times that, sorry, that's no longer a penalty, which I think confuses some of the players. And in our case, I think it'll affect some of our parents at our junior events where maybe they're thinking as junior golfers making an error, and then they make a ruling on which they shouldn't be doing, but in an incorrect way. So I think generally, and I don't know what Brian feels on this, but for the most part, I think most of the rules have been properly vetted, but I noticed that we've already had about 15 revisions already, so I'm sure they'll continue to tweak that. The nice thing now, though, is before they used to wait every 4 years, and now they're doing it literally within, you know, 2 to 4 weeks and acting a little bit more responsibly on that.
Yeah, I think it's been good as well, and they're trying to simplify it, so I understand where they're headed with it, the simplification of the rules, a penalty area as opposed to hazards and what kind of different hazards we had before. They definitely have made it easier, and Greg's exactly right. Just dropping the ball and making sure we get it dropped from our knee instead of from shoulder height. Some of those simple things, but some of them aren't penalties anymore. Like grounding your club in the hazard, you can do that now. You can pick up a pine cone out of the bunker and move it. Things like that used to be penalties. You couldn't do that before. So they have simplified it, made it a little bit easier, a little bit more fun to play.
I think some of it too, Brian, is I kind of miss some of the old vocabulary words like rub of the green.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are no longer in the rules of golf. So.
Right.
Yeah, that is true. Greg Mason, Executive Director of the Iowa PGA, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Greg, does the fact that the PGA Championship has moved to May, does that impact state associations such as yours?
A little bit for us, more actually with Chad Pitts and the Iowa Golf Association, because they've got to run some of their qualifiers in that around that. But in our case, I think it's going to be overall positive. You know, get that the excitement of not only coming off of a neat Masters tournament or one of the best ever, and then instead of waiting until August, we're going to hopefully catch some of the Tiger effect and the early spring golfers, you know, in the Midwest and the non-warm climate. So I think overall it's going to be pretty good. It affects us a little bit on our top, you know, 6 or 10 players that qualify. So we've got 6 gentlemen that are going to be out in South Carolina for the Professional National Championship that starts on Sunday. One of the local guys here, or a couple of them actually, Jeff Schmidt and Sean McCarty from Brown Deer are out there playing. They will then be gone for a week, so they'll miss a couple of our Monday events. But then if they do qualify like Sean did last year for the PGA Championship, then they'll turn right around and miss a couple other Mondays. So I think that would just affect them on some of the points race for our players of the year.
Oh, it gives me a chance.
Absolutely.
You beat him last week. You beat McCarty last week, Brian.
I got lucky.
Well, you know what? That was great. We look back to the PGA last year at Belle Reve, and I was down there, had a chance in the first round to follow Sean, and that was great not only for him, but, you know, great for the state of Iowa, great for the Iowa PGA to have a representative down there.
Absolutely, and I hope that either him or one of our other 5 professionals that are out there at the Professional Championship maybe get to experience the exact same thing that Sean did. And you hate to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because you'd like to see a guy like Sean do it multiple times. So hopefully he can knock that down and get in there again.
Very good. And you've got your always popular books out on sale right now. So talk about where people can pick those up.
Yeah, you can go to get our Iowa Golf Pass, and you can just go to iowapj.com and then click on the link, and it takes you right to the website page. Again, over 250 of our facilities throughout the state, and some of our even our teachers actually do some of this too, where they give you breaks on lessons. But it is a great deal for the, you know, $40 to $45 that you're going to spend on this book. You'll play one time and already save. I don't know what Brian's deal is, but most of them are given like free green fees with it, as long as you buy a cart, or maybe it's a half price green fee, but it's definitely of great value. And the best part is we partner with American Cancer Society over the last few years, and we've donated over $90,000 to American Cancer Society, because of 15% of every golf pass that's bought or purchased in the state goes to American Cancer Society.
And you can get a hard copy or an electronic version of that, right, Greg?
Correct, exactly. And most people go with the hard copy. I think us in the Midwest like to have something to hold on to. And I think sometimes with the the small town golf courses that we also have affiliated with the Golf Pass, sometimes they don't have necessarily great Wi-Fi. So sometimes people, at least that's what we've experienced, I mean, more people end up going back to the books.
I still have a phone book, Greg, so come on.
What?
We can't drop it over our shoulders the other way, but boy, we can have a hard copy of a book.
Yeah, I think our discount in the book, if you use that in the spring and fall season only, you'll more than pay for the book. And then our monthly one that we do throughout the summer, you're right there. You've paid for your book easily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Give the website out, Greg, that people can take a look at what's going on with the Iowa PGA.
Yeah, so you can go to iowapga.com, and from there you can link to our other two websites, not only our junior golf or our foundation website, but it also can get you right to our golf pass.
Awesome. Good stuff right there. And Greg, always good to talk with you, and we look forward to another terrific season of great weather and great golf in 2019.
Thank you. I'd like to just say one more thing, if I could. And
sure.
That's we try to highlight our good golf professionals, and Brian is obviously one of our award winners. But we're hoping he becomes the Merchandiser of the Year in the resort category for the PGA National. We were lucky enough to get Jim Dickerson in as the Patriot Award winner in 2014. But just wanted to congratulate Brian and recognize that publicly on his great work that he does down here at Blue Top.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg. Talk to you soon.
You bet. All right, thanks, guys.
Greg Mason, the Iowa PGA Executive Director, joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at 3:42. We need to take a break. Come back. We're going to answer your questions. I'm not. Mark's not. Brian is. So get your questions ready to go at 319-366-1600 on the text line. You can also give Kyle a call. That's 319-366-1600. As we hit our break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a family four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels, a future Colonels game. And we're going to give that to caller 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Colonels split yesterday with Wisconsin. They play the Timber Rattlers again tonight up in Appleton. Back with more after this.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trade-in credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If canceled early, remain balance due. Taxes due at sale.
For all your biggest achievements in life, who's the one person that's always been there, unconditionally supporting every step of the way? It's mom, your forever biggest fan. This Mother's Day, show her just how much you appreciate the love with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you get ahead of the Mother's Day rush, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. That's only a dollar per rose. With an impressive mix of pastel shades in pink, orange, and lavender, these roses are guaranteed to make her smile. Roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life or to celebrate any spring occasion. 36 sorbet roses for $36 is an amazing offer, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Don't put this off. Order today from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what mom would want you to do. To order 36 sorbet roses for $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Hurry, this fantastic offer ends Friday.
After splitting the first two in Oakland, the Warriors storm into L.A. and win two straight. Now the Clippers face a must-win Game 5 on the road.
Tonight, starting at 9 o'clock on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Tim in Monticello is going to pick up our family four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. A future Colonels game. And thanks, Tim. Thanks to everybody for calling into the program here today. And we invite you to do so right now. If you have a question for Brian here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, give us a text. Give us a call, 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line available right now at 319-366-1600. Who's up first today, Mark?
Well, I've got a couple of my own, but let's get to the text line. Brian, 3631, wants to know how the average player gets more spin on their wedges.
When I watch an average player hit a wedge shot, most of the time the lean of their shaft is vertical, so it's 90 degrees to the ball, and they're not actually pinching that ball at all. So some of that is how they're leaning. Their body's leaning away from the target instead of toward the target. So if they can start getting, for a right-handed player, you get more to your left, get a little more shaft lean, and start practicing hitting the ball first. So what we're trying to do is stick the grooves in the ball, for lack of a better term. And so when the ball is on the ground, if you put a tee on the same line as the front edge of the ball, your divot should really start at the front of the ball, not the back of the ball. So that shows that you're hitting down on the ball, pinching it, and then your divot starts after the golf ball. So again, if you lay a tee down in front, not directly in front of the ball, but to the side, but on the front edge of the ball, and start practicing until your divot starts moving. So start moving your body to the left until that divot gets past the golf ball. And that tee is that marker. That's where you want that divot to start in, and that will start spinning the ball a lot better. The other part of that is check your wedges. If you have old wedges, it's only 400 bunker shots and your wedges are done. So that's the number. That's what they build them to. So about 400 sand shots, starts grinding away at those grooves, and they won't spin anymore.
Let me ask a follow-up to that. Does the positioning of the ball at address, is that going to affect the spin? Typically on a wedge, you'll play it a little middle to back.
Correct.
I understand. So that's where you want to play the.
It definitely can. If it's more forward in your stance, you're gonna shoot it up the face of the wedge, and more back in your stance, you're gonna be able to stick the grooves into the ball a little bit better. So it depends what you're looking for. Have the ball forward in your stance and hit it high. You're not really using the grooves. You're actually landing the ball softly is what you're doing there. And if you have it a little more center to center back, now you're using the grooves. You're trying to make that divot past the ball and really stick the grooves into the ball.
4007, Brian, has a question about he or she right at or just after impact. His lower leg or lower foot slips backwards. What could this be due to? Now, we've seen Patrick Reed and Bubba Watson, their front foot kind of turns out.
And passes back.
Could it be weight distribution or I don't know.
Probably. And usually if something is having to go backwards, your club is probably surpassing your body in some direction. So take a look and see if your club is getting past your rear end. So if you draw a line or just lay two shafts down about where your rear end is in your posture, your club should never surpass that. So if you took your golf club away and said, I'm just going to throw the ball from a golf position, and you threw the ball to a target in front of you, your hand would never surpass your rear end. You'd put it up over your head. It'd be in front of you. You'd throw it underneath your body and toward the target. It's just an underhand throw. And you'd never put your hand left of your body. And yet I watch golfers all the time. Their hands finish well left of their rear end. And thus your body will move because of that, because that's a lot of weight that you're forcing across your body. So just check and see that your path is heading down the target line and it's not surpassing your rear end.
My personal question is about putting, Brian, and we know how important it is to the game. We all putt differently. I think Rick and I have a traditional grip, overlapping at the grip. Scott has
the claw. Yep. There's the pencil, the claw,
and there's
reverse overlap,
left hand low. Is it a matter of comfort, or have you found that any of those have certain benefits?
Which one goes in the hall?
Perfect.
So it matters and it doesn't matter. It matters by player for sure. And it you'll pick one of those because it allows you to do something or not do something that's bad. And so really it doesn't matter to me. I will change it if I see it's a hindrance and try something different. But most of the time, that really doesn't matter.
Do you tinker with your grip or anything?
Me personally, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, do you, Rick?
No,
no.
I learned. That's not true. I have tried left hand low for a little bit one time, and that was it. It was actually probably the most money I ever made in a year, but I hated it. Yeah,
you weren't comfortable.
I wasn't comfortable, right? And my rule is, whatever putter I start with and position, I need to finish the year with it. And so whatever first tournament I go to, that's it. I can't switch. And that way you're committed and you go for it and get to know that putter well. Now it's so different because you can now be fitted and we use our TrackMan 4 and we can see how your club moves through, how the ball leaves the face and we can help get that putter more proper in your hands. And see what you do with it. So we see launch angle on a putter and launch direction, I guess is really the right words. And so we can try different things to get your launch direction, you know, down to zero or something close to zero. It can't be zero. That's hard to do, but we see zeros on occasion. But most of the time it's a really low number. And so that can all be fixed. And now you can physically see it now. So it's something we can fix.
I haven't changed my style of putting, but the style of putter changed thanks to Brian, and I'm very comfortable with that, and that's made a world of difference for me.
There is a right and a wrong toe flow, so how your putter hangs. So a lot of the putters, we see the Odysseys and the Camerons and the different top-end putters that are out there that have face balance putters that a lot of players are using, high moment of inertia putters, which are the large mallets. It doesn't matter what model that is, because they now make high moment inertia putters full size mallets with a toe down toe flow scenario. So that's like Dustin Johnson's putter. When you hold that in your fingers without manipulating the club, the toe will fall, and so that toe wants to swing a little bit. So he's playing really a very traditional putter. It's just modern mallet is all.
I will say this too, Brian is a guru. And last time on Caddy Smack, I told him that after my first two rounds, I was having issues from the fairway, just hitting that second shot and where the ball was going. It was mostly going left if it wasn't hugging the ground. And you gave me a couple of suggestions. So we went out this past weekend. I applied those, and I was hitting a lot more solid shots, a lot farther, straighter in the fairway.
Yeah, so, and a lot of cases,
it was a weight shift thing.
It was a weight shift thing, yeah. And a lot of cases, I can try to figure it out, without seeing it.
Right.
I do my very best at that. But your case was very, very typical of what happens to that low left
more
ball.
More falling back.
Yeah, it's a falling back scenario. And so moving to the ball and to the target, that'll usually take care of it.
Thank you for that, but my wedges went away. So
Right.
I wasn't hitting a good wedge
Brian
at all.
Brian can't be with you all the time.
Rick. Yeah, welcome to the game of golf. It is a hard game. Did anybody not tell you that?
Yeah, that's true.
Got a couple more minutes here if you'd like to weigh in at 319-366-1600 with a question from Brian here. Do want to throw this out there for everyone that's a golf fan. Very fortunate this year to have the 2019, the United States Golf Association is going to have one of their events here in town, national events. It's the USGA Senior Women's Amateur. It's going to be held at CRCC coming up August 24th through the 29th. And they are now opening their volunteer registration open for that. And you can go to the Cedar Rapids Country Club website. That's cedarrapidscc.com. Just click on the 2019 U.S. Senior Women's AM tab out there. And this tournament's for females 50 years of age and above. The best amateurs in the country are going to be here in Cedar Rapids, and that's going to be a pretty cool deal. So,
great event.
Yeah, it's important for us to help them. Yes, and just like any tour event that we watch and we see all the helpers on the golf course, that's exactly what they're looking for. They don't want any lost balls. They want to be able to find all the balls and put them in the strategic, all the volunteers in strategic places on the golf course to make sure that these players can make it around the golf course in a timely manner without searching for a golf ball, that sort of thing. So they do need a lot of volunteers. So if you have that opportunity and you love golf, I say take advantage of it. It'll be a lot of fun.
I don't know if this is from the other room. I don't know if it's from a specific person or somebody that called in. They are concerned about their slice. Now, this is an age-old question.
Right.
How do you correct the slice?
Right. Well, you know, without seeing how you slice the ball, because you can actually slice it in many different ways.
You can slice it right off the hosel.
Yeah. For most players, it starts in their posture, grip, and alignment. So you go back, you know, that hasn't changed in 200 years. And getting your grip proper and getting your alignment proper. And then from that position, if your hands aren't on the grip properly, that's your steering wheel. And that's what moves the ball left and right. So if it's a strong grip, obviously it's going left, and if it's a weak grip, it's going right. And then your path of the club, the combination of the two is what causes either or the hook or the slice. Most beginners or average golfers will cut the ball because it's the least restrictive to your body. It's picking the club up and sliding it across your body. It doesn't hurt. You're not turning. You know, so none of your muscles are really working all that hard. So when someone cuts the ball like that or slices the ball, take a good hard look at videos. They're all over the internet of a proper grip. Make sure you're getting your hands on there properly. And then the big key from there is just now getting that club down the line.
Yeah, a couple more texts. So one you just answered, a texter has a baseball grip and has problems with the slice. So I think you addressed that. But 1287 hits his drives ridiculously high, Brian. How do I hit more line drives?
Gotcha. So without seeing it again, most likely you're hitting down on the ball. Unless your loft of your driver is something like 12 or 13 degrees, those do exist out there. Check that as well. But most players that pop the ball up are swinging down at it. So your ball on a tee ball is sitting up on a tee. And the average tour player's number is going to drop. But right now they swing one down at it, but they also carry it 300 yards. So that's different for that type of player. Your average LPGA tour player has a ball speed more similar to ours. And they swing three up at the ball. So 3 degrees up at it because that ball's sitting up on a tee. And so most players that hit the ball high are swinging down at it, so it climbs the face like it would a wedge, and thus it goes high. And it's spinny, too, so it's actually not very accurate. If it's a windy day, that thing's floating all over the place.
So try to more sweep it off the tee for this.
Sweep it off the tee, yep. Keep your club low on the way back and try to swing up at it a little bit.
All right, we got Sean in Cedar Rapids. Sean, you got 1 minute to get your question in and get her answered. What do you got?
All right.
All right. You guys are on the conversation of slice. I'm a weekend warrior. I battled a fade, not quite a slice. Would you embrace the fade and just go with it if you're a weekend warrior?
Absolutely, because the ball doesn't know if you're left-handed or right-handed. So if you think about that, that's a little draw for a lefty.
Think of it that way, Sean. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Well, appreciate it.
I feel better about myself. Thanks.
Yes.
Nicholas won a lot of money with a little draw. Dustin Johnson's doing just fine with a little cut. I'm sorry.
Yes, a little cut.
There you go. All right. Brian, appreciate it as always. Rick, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let you get back to smart, and we'll have another Caddy Smack coming up in a couple weeks here. And please get out and get some golf in.
Yes, it's gorgeous out right now.
Courses are green and pristine and looking good.
All of them.
We'll talk to you next time about the dangers of best shot tournaments, right, Scott?
Yes, we will. All right.
Very dangerous.
You've been listening to Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Stay tuned to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn next here on KGYM.